Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about inflation and how complex it's made to seem, but how simply it can be understood. Stay tuned. Basically, inflation is like this, right? It's a decrease in buying power of a currency, dollar, pound, yen, whatever country you want to talk about. Have you ever wondered, right? Just imagine for a second, let's take it back a couple of years, how when you were a kid, right, a good outing to the movies was like $10, right? You can get tickets, you can get popcorn, a drink, and still have some money left over, right? Now it seems like you need a full-time job just to afford a trip to the movie theaters, right? To get the ticket is $12. To get the popcorn is another $10. To get some drink is $8. Like, the prices have gone crazy just to go to the movies, right? And you could still have some money left over back in the day. Now you go there and you walk out broke. Now, I'm only 27, so imagine what it's like being in your 60s. I mean, the 60-year-olds probably could have went to the movies when they were kids for like $2, right? And still have some money left over to get some pop, right? We need to work more hours now just to have the same or worse standards of living today, right? The same 40-hour work week is not putting in the same amount of money into your pockets, right? Retirement for a lot of people is out of reach because the only thing that they've ever accumulated was dollars. And that's what we're here to talk about, right? The dollar gets weaker every year because of inflation, right? Inflation is a decrease in buying power of a currency. The dollar is a currency. Every year, inflation is, they say 2 to 3%, but we're looking at more like 5%, right? So every year, the dollar is getting weaker by 2 to 3%, or again, more like 5%. So something that costs $100 this year will probably cost $105 next year, and so on and so forth every single year. Now, there's another definition that you don't hear spoken about, right? Because that the definition we just went over is super basic, very well known, and it's as much as you really need to know. But here's the other definition that's not talked about, right? You can read it in books like The Creature from Jekyll Island and other books that kind of talk about the underpinnings of this economy, but you're not going to hear about it on TV, on CNBC. Inflation can also be described as the transfer of wealth from the middle class to the rich, right? Think about what I just said, right? People are working harder and harder to have the same standard of living, and in some case, worse standard of living. The lower and middle class understand the concept of earning money through labor and utilizing that money or going into debt with the hopes of paying it back with that same money, that same labor. If every year inflation goes up and the dollar they're working for becomes weaker, right, but the money that they're making does not move with inflation, so if they're not getting a 5% increase every single year in the amount of money they're making, they're getting poorer every single year. But the owner of the items they buy, right, the TVs, the cars, the houses, the property that they're paying rent or mortgage, those owners are getting two forms of income to help beat inflation. They're getting paid the rent or mortgage, which is the passive income, which is nice, but they're getting what's called appreciation. You see, when the buying power of the dollar goes down, that means prices have gone up, right? You think about it, if a dollar is not as strong, that means something that used to cost a dollar costs more than a dollar. So the dollar is not strong enough to purchase that item anymore, right? So when prices go up, that means the prices of assets like houses, businesses, real estate, land, When those prices go up, the value of the underlying asset goes up as well. That's known as appreciation. So if I own a house, yes, I'm getting a mortgage on it or rent on it. I can increase the rent every single year, but I'm not really worried about the rent as much as I am about the appreciation of the value of the actual property that I'm collecting the rent from. Because at the end of the day, that property is going up with inflation. The property, the asset, keeps up with inflation. The dollars don't, right? So when I say that inflation is a transfer of wealth, that's what I mean. The rich own assets. So that is moving to the step of inflation. We are paying for their assets, right? We're paying our money to them, and they're going to protect that money when they take it from us, and we are losing our purchasing power with every dollar we earn, right? We don't own assets as middle class and poor. So we're essentially paying a hidden tax, right? So, I mean, the cost of goods and services that they're receiving, they're collecting money for the items, and they're collecting appreciation, right? So the transfer right there is complete. That's how the transfer of wealth moves from the poor and the middle class, paying for the assets and paying into the appreciation of those assets, the value of the assets for the rich, because we don't own assets, we own dollars. Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, has many responsibilities, but of those, his job is to regulate inflation. His job is to keep inflation under control and people employed and keep the economy strong. When we get measures, and keep in mind what I just said, his job is to keep inflation under control, not get rid of inflation, right? He's supposed to make sure that we have inflation. He wants inflation, which means this transfer of wealth needs to be constant. It can't be too hot, can't be too slow. It's constant. When we get measures like the Consumer Price Index, which we got this week, the Producer Price Index, which we got this week, like we got the last few days of inflation news and scares and things like that, those measure the price of goods for the consumer and for the producers to produce, and it compares it monthly or yearly, right? It compares it to last month, which is June, or compares it to last year, 2020, right? He looks at that. His entire staff looks at that, among other things, and they basically say, okay, we can keep the economy going just as fast or slow it down, right? Super, super simple. Speed up, slow down, stay the same. But what they don't say is that those measures are not so much, it's not so much that they care about how much money that we're spending on things, right? The cost of goods for us. It's that hidden tax. It's that hidden amount that the poor are paying and the middle class are paying, and we're helping the rich become even richer, the wealthier become wealthier, because we don't understand that assets protect our money, right? Assets protect our strength, our buying power, and by keeping our money in dollars, we're helping them become rich. We're passing our wealth on to those who already have wealth, right? So there's no need to be afraid of inflation. There's no point of being afraid of it. Your fear is not going to change the way things are. You can go tell your elected official. You can go tell whoever you want. Everybody knows this when you get to that level. Everybody at that level knows this. The Powell knows it. Biden knows it. The Congress knows it. It's just the way it works. But you can put yourself on the winning side of it. You won't necessarily change it, but you can put yourself on the winning side of it. So the moral of the story: own appreciating assets and not cash. If you have any questions about inflation or anything else, send a message to the community Discord and I'll respond. Marketadventures.co is the website. And you click on the drop down and click on community. Now, heads up, Bitcoin might start to trigger a few of our indicators. And if it matches the criteria we talked about in episode 239 about the new trading strategy, we'll use our $21.91 from our $20 challenge and invest it there. It's not there yet, but the signals are starting to be triggered. Nothing's been triggered yet, but it looks like it's lining up. The pitch is coming over the plate. We're just waiting to hit something at the park. And so I'll probably be dropping that in the Discord first, just because the Discord is right at hand. I have to wait to record and publish your show to get it out to you. So if you want to find out a day before, if I do decide to get into a play, jump in the Discord, say hi, ask questions, all that stuff. I'll let you know what I'm thinking, what I'm doing. Otherwise, I'll see you here tomorrow. Be here or be square. Bring a friend and leave a 5-star review. Much love. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.